From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Investigators from the U.S. are headed to Yemen to help with the probe into the air cargo package bombs that were intercepted last week before reaching their destinations, synagogues in the United States. John Brennan, the president's top counterterrorism advisor, says the bombs appear to have been built to detonate while aboard the aircraft that were transporting them.
We're looking at the potential that they would have been detonated en route to those synagogues aboard the aircraft as well as at the destinations. But at this point, we, I think, would agree with the British that it looks as though they were designed to be detonated in flight.
Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation. One of the packages traveled on a passenger jetliner in the Middle East. At least 52 Iraqi Christians and police officers are dead after security forces stormed a church in Baghdad where militants had taken more than 100 hostages. The BBC's Jim Muir says dozens were wounded in the exchange of gunfire and blasts that were detonated inside the church.
Terrified survivors described how the gunmen stormed into the church on Sunday evening as worshippers were praying and reading the Bible. The Christians were beaten and herded into an inner hall. One said the priest was shot dead immediately. There was a long standoff as security forces surrounded the building with helicopters hovering overhead. The militants made contact with the authorities by mobile phone. They demanded the release of Al-Qaeda prisoners, but the discussions got nowhere and the security forces stormed the church.
The BBC's Jim Muir in Baghdad. NATO forces in southern Afghanistan have captured a Taliban operative who supplied bomb-making equipment. NPR's Greg Dixon reports the man is the 13th Taliban leader to be captured in the Kandahar province in recent weeks.
NATO officials say the captured insurgent helped other Taliban fighters with supplies for improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, the largest threat to U.S. troops. And while he was arrested in Kandahar City, he was active in the district of Panjway, southwest of the city. Panjway is where U.S. forces are finishing up a two-month-long combat operation called Dragon Strike, aimed at reversing Taliban gains in southern Afghanistan. Greg Dixon, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.
A last-minute blitz of campaigning on tap today on the eve of the midterm elections with control of both houses of Congress and a number of key gubernatorial races at stake. President Obama is hoping to bring out enough Democratic voters to maintain control of Congress. He sounded a populist theme as he spoke at a rally in Cleveland.
We don't want to keep giving tax breaks to companies that are shipping jobs overseas. I want companies getting tax breaks that are investing in Cleveland and in Dayton and in Toledo and in Ohio. And in the United States of America.
The president speaking at a rally for Ohio's Democratic Governor Ted Strickland, who's locked in a tight race. The president is back at the White House today. No public schedule on tap. This is NPR News in Washington. The man accused of abducting and assaulting Elizabeth Smart goes on trial today in Salt Lake City, and Smart is expected to testify against him. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the trial comes 8 years after Smart, who was then 14 years old, was kidnapped from her home in the middle of the night.
Elizabeth Smart was just 14 when a man she later identified as Brian David Mitchell took her at knife point from her Salt Lake City bedroom. 9 months later, Smart was rescued on a suburban Salt Lake City street, and Mitchell and his wife were arrested. Mitchell's mental health has been an issue ever since, and in a competency hearing last year, Smart testified she was held as a polygamous wife and raped repeatedly. Defense attorneys indicate they'll mount an insanity defense in the federal court trial that begins with jury selection. The prosecution has indicated Smart will fly back to Utah from a Mormon mission in France so she can testify against Mitchell. The defense failed in its attempts to move the trial outside Utah. Judge Dale Kimball has said he's convinced he can seat a fair jury. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Little G-G-O, you're really looking fine.
Pontiac has driven off into the sunset. The General Motors brand officially went out of existence yesterday, a year after GM decided to phase it out. Pontiac and its image, described in the Beach Boys' classic song, reached a peak back in 1968. That year, nearly a million Pontiacs were sold, models such as the GTO, one of the iconic muscle cars of the American auto industry. But Pontiac has been in decline for years, the brand now history after 84 years. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.